Hey, thanks for downloading my podcast. If you want to know more about me, go to my website, markkelly.info. God bless you and enjoy what's coming up. A lot of folks these days own a smartphone and or tablet, or maybe even that strange in-between beast, the phablet. Better than calling it a tart phone, I suppose. If you're a Christian with at least one of these devices, you've probably installed one or two Bible apps. The most popular is the Bible app from lifechurch.tv. At least that's what a lot of friends and colleagues of mine use, so clearly this is an accurate statement. Just recently, this app stormed past the 100 million installs mark. 100 million! Think of it. Of the 2.2 billion Christians in the world, approximately, you'll have to go with this figure from Wikipedia as my previous use of statistical accuracy fails after about 10 people. Nearly 5% of them have a Bible app installed on their smartlets. And because of this amazing app, they have access to numerous translations, different languages, reading plans, interesting community notes, and the possibility of the thing even reading the Bible to them. I guess the next obvious question would be, how many folks actually look at or listen to the app beyond the install? I would sincerely hope that most of this 5% make good use of what is an amazing resource. I mean, it's free. And I would hope that they regularly dip into the Word through a device which we'll all probably have with us most of the time. I remember back in the day when phones were stupid and could only make phone calls and texts, attending a day-long Christian conference. It was quite low-key and relaxed, and we sat in a medium to large room with little tables next to where we were sat, and we would place our Bibles, cups of tea and coffee, and those dumb little communication devices on top of them. To be honest, I can't remember what we did that day or what the focus was, but I do remember this. There was a man sat not too far away from me. He had a small table of his own, a cup of coffee, a Bible, and his phone. Table, Bible, coffee, phone. In that order, one laying on top of the other. Okay, the phone wasn't on top of the coffee. I was kind of saying that for dramatic effect. They were both on top of the Bible, but you get the picture. Not once in the whole day did that Bible get opened. It certainly served as a useful coaster, but the thing that really got to me and the thing that I remember most was the phone buzzing. Whenever a text message came through, the phone was looked at, placed back down, on top of the Bible. Checking the phone took priority over opening the Bible, again and again and again. Now, I hear some of you cry, "Chill out, Mark, calm down." Maybe he checked his Bible and looked up all those verses later on in the day. Yeah, maybe right, and I should indeed chill out. But I was reminded of that day recently, and it got me thinking, how much respect do we show the books or the apps that contain the Word of God? How many Bible apps now lay hidden deep in some tab phone folder, never opened, or on the third page of the screen, pushed out of sight by an angry bird or a desperate field runner? How many Bibles are gathering dust on the lower shelf or being used to prop something up? I think we need to show the Holy Scriptures a bit more respect. I moved my Bible app recently from the folder it shared with other Christian stuff, and I plonked it on my front page, top left, the first thing your eye sees. I began to search my house for our multiple copies of different translations and pick them up off the floor, from under the kids' beds, and place them on a shelf at eye level in the front room. Now, I'm not saying this needs to be done. I'm absolutely not suggesting that God will strike anyone down if they don't do the same, they don't begin to show the Word of God a little more respect. I'm not even sure that our loving Father cares that much about it, so long as we're seeking after Him and seeking after others so that they too can come into relationship with Him. What I am saying, in my own little way, is that I truly love what He has given us. The resource, the wisdom, the story, the history, the love, the care, the good news, all brought together to help us begin to understand a little of Him better. And to help us realise that everything in it points to His Son, Jesus. So have a think about the amazing resource you have at your disposal. And if you're from a country that is open to it, be thankful that you have a Bible freely available with no restrictions or edits. As a believer, think about where you place this wonderful collection of letters, whether that be digital or printed. Think about its importance in your life and give it due honour. And the biggest honour you can bestow? Reading it. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 to 17 in the Message translation says this: "There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us."